This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with another guest of the Telluride Mushroom Festival. This is Maggie Kleindienst, a project manager at Johns Hopkins, working with a group of doctors in the field of legal psilocybin. She will be speaking twice at Mushroom Festival, the first time on Friday, August 16th, 1:30 to 2:45 at the Nugget. Her second appearance is in a panel discussion with Christopher Hobbs and Robert Rogers. That is happening Sunday morning, 9:15 a.m. at the Palm. The subject, fungi as medicine. Maggie, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join me.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So it's an interesting and very off-piste, we say out here, off-piste job that you've got. So how did you wind up in your current position as Senior Research Program Coordinator at Johns Hopkins in studying psilocybin?
Mm-hmm. So my undergraduate degree is in behavioral sciences, and during my senior year of college, I started as an intern at the Behavioral Pharmacology Research Unit. And during my internship, I primarily worked on substance abuse studies, and it just worked out really well timing-wise that a position opened in Dr. Roland Griffith's lab, and it merged a lot of my interests. I've always been interested in spirituality and religion and, you know, ancient substances that are used traditionally, and so a position opened up, and I was lucky enough to get it. So I've been there for about 5 years now, and started off doing research assistant duties, handling data, and I've just been there for a while and have taken on more responsibilities there. And so now I oversee all the projects and day-to-day operations there.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And now a broader question about the field in general. What has changed from the days of Timothy Leary that opened doors to the kinds of research your lab is conducting? Is this research part of a continuum started by Leary back in the 60s, or is it a sharp right turn in the road?
Right. So the studies that we conducted, they started in 1999, and, you know, the cultural landscape has changed so drastically since the time when Leary did his research. And really, the Hopkins Psilocybin Project started with the most basic of studies, comparing psilocybin and methylphenidate, also known as Ritalin, and just doing a simple comparison of them, to see any differences, if people can tell the difference, and then built on that, looking at long-term effects in it. And then they moved on to dose effect studies, so looking at varying doses of psilocybin and the different effects achieved at each dose. And now we're looking and doing some more studies that are more treatment-based. So we've moved on to that. So we started off with some really basic research and have moved on from there.
Okay, wonderful. Let's get very specific. Describe mm-hmm. some of the interventions you and your team at Johns Hopkins are involved with.
Mm-hmm. So far we've completed two studies. So we published two studies, the methylphenidate one that I mentioned and the mm-hmm. dose effect study. And right now we are currently working on four different research projects. So we have a lot going on. One of them is for cigarette smoking cessation. So we're enrolling individuals who smoke nicotine cigarettes and want to quit. We're also looking at anxiety and depression in individuals diagnosed with cancer, so people that are coping with cancer and are having a difficult time with it. So we're looking at psilocybin as a way to alleviate depression and anxiety in them. And we just completed a study on novice meditators, so individuals with no meditation experience but that are interested in starting a more spiritual lifestyle and using meditation in their lives. And we're completing the data analysis for that, and that's our largest study to date. And then another one that we are currently piloting participants in is for individuals with an established meditation practice, so people who have been meditating for the most part for decades and have thousands of hours of meditation under their belt.
And that fascinates me. I'm a yoga teacher, so
oh.
and a meditator, so that completely fascinates
oh.
me, and we could talk more deeply, but is that, I know you have limited time in Telluride for your talk. Which of these interventions are you going to be focusing on most deeply?
So my talk is going to be very broad. I wanted to give everyone kind of a nice overview of the research that we've conducted and what we're currently doing, and the parts of the project that I know best are more of the process and how we do things and the safety concerns, that the precautions that we take when conducting the research and just the day-to-day operations, because outside of the lab, it sounds a little weird sometimes, you give people psilocybin, but there's, a lot involved with it. So I'm intimately involved in the whole process behind it. So I'll be going over some of our published data, also some preliminary findings from our current studies, and the part that I really want to share with the audience at Telluride is more the human side of things. I mm-hmm. interact with all of the volunteers, and that's really what I think is the best part of the job, seeing these transformative experiences sometimes that happen in the study. So I'll be sharing some case reports from it and things that we've seen.
Wonderful. Perfect. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Maggie Klein-Dinst from Johns Hopkins, from the research group studying psilocybin, its effects on the mind and the body and the spirit. Maggie, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.